All right, eye gazing.
Welcome to eye gazing, everybody.
That's the setup, baby.
All right, the setup. Prepare for deep, intimate connection through your eyeballs.
So, the thing you always wanted, right?
The thing that you've been fantasizing about whenever you hear the word tantra, eye gazing.
Eye gazing. Well, so, this is where it all begins.
It is. And I will say, while this may feel like training wheels, it's actually one of my favorite things.
Mm.
And it's something that does feel really good to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'll be good to do, you know, for if you're listening, with your partner. And also, it's very intimate. It could be a little tough, and just feel the feelings while you look deeply into one another's eyes.
If you feel like your eyes get all glassy, you can blink.
Yeah.
And if it feels like it's difficult to know which eyeball to stare into, which is something I wondered about in the beginning.
Yeah.
Focus on the left eyeball. Apparently the
left or my left? Teasing.
Actually, I don't know the answer to that. But apparently the left eyeball is the gateway to the soul.
So you look at my left eye, I'm pointing at it, and I'll look at your left eye. I'm not going to poke your eyeball, but
that works.
Yeah.
And I would say this is, you know, for me, I like the breath work. And so eye gazing is more difficult to me. So I like hearing that it's one of your favorite practices, because honestly, it's one of the ones that I'm like, oh boy, tantric eye gazing. But it is a really important foundation. And I would say what makes it more special is just creating the mood. And as for all of these practices. And so take the time to get the room set up, to create the mood.
Yes, take the time and then prepare the space.
And that looks like lighting candles.
Lighting candles, turning off the lights. Some music that doesn't have words, so it's not too distracting.
We're going to give you a playlist.
Yeah.
Our favorite background music.
And then sit across from each other on the bed. I'm a little inflexible, so I have to have a pillow under my butt.
You can also use chairs, because if it's uncomfortable to sit on a bed like that, you can sit in chairs, you can sit on the floor. Just really, it's important that you be comfortable.
You can do it laying down, but I prefer that you do it sitting up.
How do you do it laying down?
We lay side by side. We do it all the time.
Okay, that's not this exercise. Remember, we're going to have them follow the rules.
That's right.
Follow the
rules.
Sit up.
Spine. Look at one another.
Yeah.
And be prepared. Just be open. When you sit and look at one another, set the intention that you're a safe place for your spouse to look into your eyes.
I like that intention.
Yeah. And send love.
Any other advice?
Just feel whatever comes up.
Yeah, and that means if you feel nothing, that's okay.
That's totally
okay. You don't have to have the most profound eye-gazing, eyeball love-making experience of your life. It's a practice of being present and just returning to the present moment again and again and again with each other.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I will say, are we done?
No, you can add in.
Okay. I will say that if you get good at this, if you do a few times, you'll actually be able to do it together at a party, like from across the room.
That's where it gets fun.
And just give each other the twinkle in the eye. So
the magic.
With that, get to it, guys. Enjoy.